Shalom, Baruch, we're up to Meseches Baba Metzia Daf Pei Zayin. Today's Daf discusses Avraham Avinu's guests and the conversation that he had with them, with Sarah. We discuss their aging and the chiddush of getting sick before dying. And then we head back into Halachic Gemara about hiring workers and feeding them and the makar that workers are allowed to eat what they're working on. Now, who are the three men who showed up at Avraham Avinu's tent? Michal, Gavriel, and Rifal. Michal was there to tell Sarah the news that she's going to have a baby. Rifal was there to heal Avraham Avinu from his breast. Gavriel was there to flip over Sodom. The pasuk says that two malachim came to Sodom. Michal came along to save Lot, while Gavriel obliterated the place. It's also meduyuk because the pasuk says "Vayahafoich ha'arim," that he turned it over, not that they turned it over. Michal was just there on a rescue mission. The Gemara says, "How come by Avraham Avinu he tells the guests to come in and they come straight in, malachim going right away, and by Lot had to pressure them to accept his invitation?" Vayiftzar bom me'oid. Rabbi Elazar answers, "You see that you're allowed to turn down a katan, but not a gadol. God will ask you something? Yes. The pasuk says, ve'ekchol pas lechem el ha'bokor ha'tzavroh. Rabbi Loza says, you see that tzaddikim say a little and they do a lot. Show him, they say a lot and they do very little. You see, by Ephraim, he offered Avraham Avinu the land, erez arba mea shekel kesef, at the end, it says that Avraham listened to Ephraim. Ve'yishkal Avram le'efron ez ha'kesef asher diber ve'ozne v'neichom arba mea shekel kesef oiver la'seicher. La'seicher means universal coins, country that are accepted everywhere. I'm not sure why the Gemara didn't bring a raya that Ephron first offered it to him for free. As opposed to Avraham Avinu, he offers them a little bit of bread and then he makes them his whole lavish feast. Marmat v'aseh harbe. The pasuk says, kemach en soiles. By this meal, Rabbi Yitzchak explains that it was actually a conversation between Avram and Sarah. It's always harder for women to host guests than it is for men. Now the pasuk says, "Lo yishivosi ugois," need and make cookies, bread, and then it says they never showed up in the meal. It says, "Vikachema v'cholav ben uven bakar," the bread never made it to the table. What happened? So if Ephraim Makshah, the Talmud of Rameir, says in the name of Rameir that Avraham Avinu only ate Chulim B'Tahara and Sarah had just become a Nida. So they didn't bring the Tomei dough to the table. The Pasuk says, the Pasuk is teaching us that Sarah was a Tenua and she remained in the tent. Maybe it was Rav Yitzchak, say that the Malachim knew exactly where Sarah was, but the Dafka wanted to hoax Avram to tell them that she was in the tent to make her even more beloved to her husband, my wife, the Tenua. Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Chanina says, they wanted to send her a kushal bracha. They were actually looking for where she was. It said in the name of Rabbi Yossi that on the word a love, the Aleph, Yud, and Vav had dots on them to teach us Derech Eretz, that one should ask about the welfare of his host. How's your wife? How are the kids? Shmuel says that you're not allowed to ask about the Shalom of one's wife at all. That the answer is that it's different when you ask about her welfare through the husband. Now, when Sarah heard that she was going to have kids, she exclaimed, "Achri b'loisi oisi liidna." Rav Chisdak says that it means she was saying that after my skin is worn and wrinkled, it'll all become refreshed and smooth, and I'll have my original beauty. What exciting news! The pasuk says, "Va'adoni zokein." And yet, when Hashem said it over, he reported that Sarah had said, "Va'ani zokanti." Tanya de Rabbi Shmuel explains that Shalom is so big that HaKadosh Baruch Hu changed his words. Vatitzak Sarah Bekirba and Vadoni Zokin, and Hashem switched it. Vani Zokanti, to promote the Shalom in the house. Pasuk also says, Vatayim Rekimalal Su'udugdayla, you call Umas O'ila. What happened? I skipped a line. Remember, Mimalal Avram, Enika Bonim Sarah. that Sarah was going to nurse sons. Well, how many sons did she nurse? Rav Levi says that the day that Yitzchak was born, so they made this tremendous suda, you can imagine, after a century waiting for children. All the nations were murmuring that, you know, Sarah and Avram were very old, and there was the Canaan, and they were tining that they just found this random baby in the shuk and claimed that Yitzchak was theirs, and they're making this whole big suda to try to support this scheme. So what Avram Avinu did is he invited all the G'dayli Adar. Sarah was with the woman in the tent in a separate party. Everyone brought their children, and none of them brought their wet nurses. They all brought their children to Sarah, and a nace happened that she was able to feed them, to nurse them like springs came forth from her. The Ben Yoyada says that it was obvious that she was actually nursing them, and it also ensured that even though they weren't Jewish, there wasn't any contact between these babies and Sarah. But still, they were making all these claims. How could it be that Avraham Avinu is 100 years old giving birth? 90-year-old woman. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu immediately made the features of Yitzchak's face be exactly like Avraham's. So there was no doubt that they were related. And then everyone pronounced Avraham as Yitzchak. The Gemara tells us that until Avraham Avinu, no one ever got old. But since Avraham and Yitzchak looked identical, people were getting very confused about who they were talking to. So Avraham davened, and then Avraham Zokin Baba Yomim, he got old. He got a nice hadras ponim, he got white hairs. Shimshon Pinkus says he wasn't a mishkababel of colors, which makes black. He wasn't all busy with all the things in the world. He was clear and pure, pristine white, getting ready for the Yom Adin. Until Yaakov Avinu, no one ever got sick at all. He davened to be able to get sick, like the pasuk says. It's a tip off that the Yom HaMisa is coming. Rabbi Elazar says that this is the makar for saying Gezontai Labriut when someone sneezes, because until then it was just pop, sneeze, and death. There was no deathbed. Elisha was the first person to get sick without it being over with death. Just on being sick and getting better. He davened and he was healed. The pasuk says, as yomus boy. You see that this sickness that he died from was not the first. He had been sick before and didn't die. The three times that Elisha got sick was after he pushed away Gehazi with two hands, after he set the bears on the children who were making fun of him, and the final time was when he died. That Elisha chala as chalev asher yomus boy. Now, moving back to the sugya of Aser Cheres HaPoyelim, if someone hires workers, he has to feed them. But he should set up before they start working that I'm hiring you, not you guys are Yidden, you deserve everything in the world, but tonight I'm just going to serve you bread and beans. Rabbi Acha Breder Rav Yosef asks Rav Chista, is it bread and beans or bread or beans? And he exclaimed, Hoyle Kim, it has to be both. Otherwise, you're like upstream without an oar. You gotta have bread and beans. If Shimon Gamliel said you don't have to feed them everything. You don't have to make a tanai. Follow the men of Medina. Now, what's he including when he says that everything follows the men of Medina? He's including the Mishnah that says that if someone hires workers and he says, I'm gonna feed you, take care of you like the Bnei Ha'ir. So Rabbi Yeshua says he only has to give them the minimal amount that city gets paid, the local minimum wage. But the Chachamim say, no, give them, yeah, that there you have to give them the average wage of that city. He doesn't say, Amoitzi Mechaber Levaraya on wages. Who says I was going to pay you more? That's Rabbi Yeshua's tonight. The Chachamim say, no, you give them the average. Now even a Mishnah that says, there are some people, Minatur, they're allowed to eat while they're working. They're allowed to eat the things that they're working with. Now, you can't just pocket a couple of diamonds, but when you're working with food, so the three to know them. It has to be that when you're working with something that's attached to the ground, as soon as the gemar malacha, the product is complete, then you can eat from. Until then, you're allowed to eat. But if you're working with food that is detached, you're only allowed to work with it until the entire process is over. And it has to be something which actually goes from the ground. A worker cannot eat from what he's working with. if he's working with attached things that aren't complete, or detached things after it's already a finished product that's already on the shipping line, or things which don't grow from the ground, like milk, that you're not allowed to partake in while working with it. The Gemara says, what's the mekar for this halacha of eating dafka these things while working? So we learn from, we try a few options and combine them to get our limud. Pasuk says, ki sovoy bekerem reyachav elchalta. You're allowed to eat when you're working in your friend's vineyard. Okay, that's only vineyard. We learn from vineyard, just like a vineyard is something which grows from the ground. You work until it's finished, and there you're allowed to eat. So too, that applies to everything. But kerem has a special halacha of oilelois. How are you learning from a chumrah to everything else? Nope, so the Gemara has another mekar. We can learn from kama, from the stalks. Yeah, but where do we know that you're allowed to eat from stalks they're working with? Aye, but stalks are chayav and chala. Well, not all stalks, says the Gemara. There's rice and corn. So we can learn from those stalks. Aye, we have a hekish of koma from Sfira Sa'imer. And by Sfira Sa'imer, there you mamash archive in Chala. The Gemara says it's not necessarily the best hekish because stalks are chayiv in Chala, but the vineyard will take care of that because vineyards aren't chayiv in Chala. While vineyards are chayiv in oilelois, the stalks will take care of that because they don't have oilelois, the chiv of oilelois. So between the two, koma and kerem, the tzad hashavu would come out is that they grow from the ground, that it has to be gemar melocho, and here the worker is allowed to eat anything that qualifies. I think Gemara says that's the only tzad hashavu. Wheat and wine are two things which make it onto the Mizbeach. Maybe you're only allowed to eat things that go on the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, ooh, well, then that would also include olives, right? Put oil on the Mizbeach, the Mincha. The Gemara says, why don't we just learn out olives from Kerem? Now, when you have a olive vine, we call it Kerem Zayas. We don't just call it Stama Kerem. Nu Sulamaisa, how could we learn from Kerem and Kame? Their tzad hashava is not necessarily the halachas of our Mishnah. They could be just be these things that go on the side of the Mizbeach, not including anything else which goes on the ground in Gemara Melacha. So Shmuel says, we have a third pasuk to help us out of a chermash, that when you cut it with this cutting utensil, anything which is chopped off, you're allowed to eat while doing your chopping. Aye, we already use chermash. Chermash teaches us that you're only allowed to eat while you're actually using your chemish, you're busy chopping, but not afterwards. How could you use it for our drasha? Nah, that we learn from the pasuk of Meva al kalecho leitite nafka. Nafka, we learn it out from Meva al kalecho leitite, and you're not allowed to put stuff in your bag and take a little doggy bag home. You're allowed to eat while you're working. Chemish, we can use for our drasha. Aye, maybe that only helps us for anything which you actually use this chermish chopping sickle tool for. How do I know that I could also eat popcorn while I'm picking the popcorn? I'm joking, I know you don't pick popcorn. So Rav Yitzchok says we can learn that out from Kome. Anything which grows in stalks. Aye, we tried that before. We said that Kome is chayv and chalo. Yeah, but now we have chermish. The komet together with chermish together is a good drasha, because chermish is mechayev, allows your worker to eat even though it's not chayev and chala. Chopping has nothing to do with chala. So you see that the komet also has nothing to do with chala per se. It's broader. You have a broader limud than just things which are chayev and chala. Gemara says, great, chermish and komet have a great drasha, and that'll teach us all the halachas in our Mishnah. You can do the karka, Gemara Melacha. Then why do we need Kisav of Bekerem Reyecha? Rav explains, that's to teach us other halachas. That we'll see in a Brisa Beis Hashem tomorrow. Thank you for learning with me. Have a wonderful day.
Your child has so much potential, but your local schools may not be right for them. Check out K-12. K-12 powered schools are accredited tuition-free online public schools for students in kindergarten through 12th grade. This is not your typical homeschooling. With state-certified teachers specially trained to teach online, your child will learn at their speed, at home, with innovative, engaging technology. Join the more than 2 million families who've chosen K-12. Go to k12.com/podcast to learn more. That's k12.com/podcast.